Let's see if we can raise the Cobra down on the sideline somewhere. Cobra, do you have us?
I have you. Do you have me?
Yes, we have you very loud and very clear. You're sounding really good today.
Am I not cutting out at all?
No, no, you're not. You're doing a real good job on this show, all told.
Well, thanks.
I'm really proud of you today.
Thanks, man. That means a lot to me.
I really think you have a lot of room for improvement.
Oh, well, thanks, Danny. I appreciate that, buddy.
And now, unfortunately, his word carries more clout than mine.
And with a half-second delay.
They're focusing on the team prayer. The Buddhists have separated. The Muslims have gone their way.
I believe I see the Catholic faction, which is all red-headed over there.
Yeah, yeah. The guy that's with the LDS.
Right.
What's his name?
Red.
Sean Bradley.
Joe Smith.
Yeah, he's broken off by himself with his multiple partners. And here we go.
All right, fun is about to ensue.
As some people are coming off. Let's see if we can get Keith Brooking.
There's O'Scan.
Hey, Keith. You got a second, man? Oh, dear. He didn't look happy. You all right, man?
Yeah.
You look tired.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Was it a tough practice today?
Yeah, they're all tough. I mean, if you get out here and you bust your ass and you do what you're supposed to do, they're all tough. This is where we start to separate ourselves and find out who's going to be there for you in the trenches when the season starts. That's what camp's about.
Now,
he's really ready to hit
something. How sucky has it been? I mean, you've been to a lot of these things before. Do they get tougher and tougher as you get older?
Not really. I think it's a mindset. I think, you got to come out here with a mindset that you're going to get better regardless of your age. Age is a number. I mean, a lot of that's mental. I mean, obviously, my body doesn't feel like it did 6-7 years ago, but you got to push yourself through it.
So at night, do you have any time to do anything that you'd like to do, or is it just going over film and you don't get a chance to go have margaritas and Mexican food or anything?
Yeah. No, this isn't the time of year where you have margaritas and Mexican food. I mean, you're horizontal as much as you can get, you know.
Ask him why his hair looks like spinach.
Especially after these practices, and when you get a little bit of downtime, you got to take advantage of it with rest.
Now, you got a little haircut since last we saw you this last year, right?
Yeah.
What was the reasoning for that? Did the wife get on you?
Well, you know, you're 34, everybody thinks you lose a step and you get slower, so it's all about aerodynamics.
Oh, you're getting streamlined.
Yeah.
You realize you're wearing a helmet, it really doesn't matter.
That's what you think. No, it's just camp mode, shave it down a little bit, low maintenance, you know, not a lot to. Obviously, my wife's not around for 4 weeks. Can I get that? Are you here tomorrow?
He's talking to a referee right now.
I want his hat. That's a pretty sweet NFL hat.
Oh, you want his lid? Okay, yeah, that's cool.
I've been asking him about it all practice. I guess he's going to be here till Saturday. He told me to give it to me on the last practice. So.
Oh, what a nice ref. Now, do you shave your arms and stuff and legs and all that stuff like a cyclist?
No, I don't think my wife would go for that.
What about your hips? You shave them?
Negative.
You don't at all?
Other areas, though.
You do? You manscape down there a little bit? On a bi-monthly or weekly basis?
That's not my doing. That's my wife's doing.
Whoa!
She does it for you?
Yeah.
Really?
What? You realize most women are just abhorrently disgusted by that area in general, you know, unless the stuff's going on, really. But she does it for you?
For better or worse, man. You know, that's the way our relationship is.
That is one great broad you're with.
She's awesome, man.
How long y'all been married?
5.5 years.
Kids?
2 kids, got a 4-year-old. My daughter will be 3 in October, and she's 6 months pregnant.
Oh, is this it? Are we gonna tie it up?
I would like to have 4, and she was kind of set on 3 up until about a month ago. I started hearing some chatter about a fourth, maybe. So who knows? She may change her mind. I would love to have 4. I love the chaos.
Do you really?
I love kids. Yeah, and obviously I'll be retiring sooner than later.
Is she able to snap back pretty quickly from the kids? Is she one of those types?
Yeah, man. She's a freak. She doesn't really work out a lot, and she loses her weight within weeks. I mean,
you guys just must have met here then in the last 7 years or so. She meet her in Atlanta?
I didn't get married until I was 29. So I was
smart.
Very smart. Yes, I highly recommend that. We only dated a year and a half. I mean, when you find the right one, you know.
That's good to show you a picture of her.
Yeah, I've known her for almost 7 years now.
Do you have a picture of her handy?
No, I don't.
You don't carry one in your pocket or anything during practice?
Your thigh pad plus, pocket?
Bro. Oh, she's a 10 plus?
Outside of 10.
Really?
Yes.
You know what? You're a good looking. I'm not being gay or anything, but you're a good looking NFL dude. You know, I mean, you kind of expect that.
So you really think I'd hash that?
No, dude.
So check out what you're looking at right here, man.
Oh yeah, it's it. Yeah, that's a you're.
I'm rich, famous, and good looking. I'm pretty much flawless. If you really want to get down to it, the only flaw I have is my nose, and that was done by football. That can be fixed.
Yeah, you've snapped it. Now, when's the last time you broke it? Because it looks very Owen Wilson-esque right now.
It's been about 4 or 5 years. It's been a while. I actually had some helmet issues, and I got those corrected. Ever since then, I haven't had a problem with it.
Are you going to get it redone once you're out of football?
I kind of like it.
Maybe get a nose like mine?
It's been like this since high school, man. So, I mean, you're talking 18, 19 plus years, you know. So, it's a part of me.
It's
difficult to breathe at times. Yeah, I have some sinus issues, but probably wouldn't know what it'd be like to actually be able to breathe normally, but I'm used to it now.
Now, are you going to get into broadcasting when you're done with your career? You seem pretty fluid here.
Come and take your job, man.
You're not as fluid as me, Keith, but you're pretty good.
I'm intrigued with TV work. I've done a little bit of work, you know, in the off season, just kind of getting on the other side of the camera, you know, reading teleprompts and things like that. And
well, you can read. You're a step ahead of a lot of the other ex-pros.
Well, see, there you go with the stereotypes. It's unbelievable how we get stereotyped, man. I wonder why that's the case, huh?
Well, I mean, a lot of guys, look, you probably saw Emmitt Smith. Emmitt struggled quite a bit when he was doing it.
Smart aleck when I said, I wonder why that's the case. People stereotype.
Okay, well, there you go. You're even a better smart ass than I am.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think I would like to do that. I mean, I love football. I don't see myself being away from the game. I mean, talking about it, it intrigues me as far as coaching or anything like that. I would love to do that. I think I'd be a heck of a coach, but it's just the time commitment of that is, you know, it's ridiculous. So I don't know if I want to commit that time away from my family.
All right, man. Go clean yourself up.
Do you
enjoy
like
it.
Trying new restaurants? Do you like
Shut up, Gordon.
The best food?
Can that be your opening questions from now on? Hey, Keith Brooking, do you like trying new restaurants? Do you like only
All right, sir.
The best food?
What was that about? What was she wanting?
He was great, by the way.
Keith?
Yeah.
Awesome. He was awesome.
Had his wife manscaped.
God.
Dude. Have you
heard of that?
Heard of that?
No, I haven't heard of that.
It's kind of gross, to be honest with you. You know?
I bet outside of you, I've never heard of that, I mean.
I bet it takes a weed eater for that poor guy.
Yeah, hey, Terrence. Hey, you got a quick second, man?
Nope.
Oh, God. You notice how I kind of get street with the black guys? And with the white guys, I'm like, hello there.
There's nothing street about you.
You don't think I have any cred?
Even with the black guys, you're like, hey, Terrence, you got a quick second, man?
Can I speak with you for a second?
Man, between Keith Brooking and Beeler, some pretty peculiar domestic situations going on.
Yeah, this has been pretty outstanding stuff.
Beeler wants to lock his wife in a cage for a week when it's that time of the month, and Brooking's wife takes a set of clippers
Beeler
to his
gets the
business.
Tampon joke series up
right.
and running.
Good Lord.
What is wrong with this team?
I don't know. Okay, let's go see if we can talk to Terrence Newman. Ryan, do you want to bet?
No, I don't want to bet.
Oh, boy.
I want to forget those whole years ever happened. That's what I want to do.
Oh, come on. They were good times.
You think he's going to get Terrence Newman on the Air Force?
All right. Terrence, how are the Wildcats looking this year?
I don't know. They really haven't done much yet, so I think we ought to be a pretty good football team.
You got a new house.
Now, do you follow your alma mater closely?
Of course. I mean, I watch games on TV when we get them.
Will you watch ESPN Classic if one of your games pops up, like a Big 12 championship game or something like that?
You got to have the good channels to get that.
Oh, okay. You don't have the good channels? You don't have a good channel?
I don't have a good channel.
Tell me you have HD.
I do have a couple of HD channels.
No, you have to have every. Okay, so you have, like, if you wanted to watch the NFL at night, you could watch it in HD?
I have NFL Network.
You don't have. Why?
I told you. I got the. I don't pay all that money for cable. I don't even like TV. I like books.
What's your favorite TV show? If you had to name one, and I know you say you don't watch much, but you got to watch one at least, yeah.
Favorite TV show would probably be, I like Royal Pains.
Royal Pains.
Is that, what is that?
Royal Pains on USA is a good one.
Okay. I'm not familiar with that.
What's your favorite book?
What's your favorite book if you're a big reader?
Favorite book? The Samson Syndrome.
What's that? Who wrote that?
Ralph Sampson.
It's about...
Ralph Sampson?
No, it's about Samson in the Bible.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you need Jesus.
What? No, I'm familiar with Samson and his hair. Why do you think I grew my hair out?
Jesus... Oh, you know about Samson.
I know a little bit about it.
He had the long hair, and Delilah cut his hair, and he didn't have any
straight. Yeah, Delilah cut it and all that stuff. Then he went real street.
You know a little bit. Yeah, you should read the book.
He's got his Delilah.
It's a great book.
Now, what? Are you religious? Did you grow up pretty religious?
I did. I grew up in church.
Baptist, Catholic, Buddhist.
Sing in the choir?
Muslim, what were you?
Man, now you're playing me.
No, what? Did you sing in the choir?
No choir thing.
Okay, there he goes.
He'd had enough of your ass.
Well, wouldn't you?
Yep. Every day.
A really, really cute lady right here.
Well, talk to her.
Yeah.
Really cute. Ma'am, what's your name?
Dee Bush.
Dee, are you from here?
Yes.
What's the last name? Bush?
No. What's your last name?
Bush.
Told
Bush,
you.
Okay. Like the president.
Yes.
Well, that's sweet. You're not related to him, are you?
No.
Okay. Now, what are you doing down here on the field? Is this your little boy?
Yes, it is. My husband coaches for the Roadrunners, UTSA.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, your husband did okay. We were just commenting on how cute you were.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
How long have you been married?
6 years.
You ever contemplated divorce?
Never.
It's interesting.
No, it's
now,
not.
Do you work, too?
No, I don't.
You don't? You just raised... You have one kid?
Two.
How old's the other one?
9.
Oh, an old one. Oh, is that from another marriage?
No.
From the same guy?
Yes.
Well, hang on. I'm confused on the timeline here. So you had one out of wedlock?
Yes.
Did your parents approve of that?
Yes.
Okay, you got to go. All right. We'll see you later.
Bush,
she wanted really far away from me.
Her name is Dee Bush.
Yep, Da Bush.
Da Bush.
All right, go get Tony Romo.
What? Where is he?
I don't know.
Oh, there's Titus. Is it Titus Ryan?
It's Titus.
83. Titus.
Okay. That's the joke. We're going to call him Titus.
Oh, God.
Okay, he's signing autographs right now. Should I?
Yeah.
Should I do it right now or should
yes.
I wait?
No, you need to seize the moment right now.
Okay, let's see. He's almost done here. He's with Gronk, the Gronkster. By the way, the Gronk looks all bruised up today.
The Gronk.
Gronk, you get all beat up today?
Not too bad.
Your arms look kind of bruised.
It's daily work.
Was that a rough night last night on the town?
Oh, no.
Fall down a flight of stairs or anything?
I have to go out.
You don't have time to go out?
Not yet.
Okay. All right. All right. Titus is, he's still signing. Here we go. Here. All right. Hey, sorry.
Dude, you can't do it. Hey, Titus.
I got to gather myself. Just give me a second. Oh, there's Sam Young, too. Am I cutting out or am I okay?
No, you're great, man.
All right.
You're doing so good, we can't stand it.
Okay, he's taking a picture right now, and then I'll get him. Hey, Titus, you got a second?
It's Titus.
Oh. What's that?
It's Titus.
Are you saying Titus?
Yes,
Titus. With an S?
Yeah.
Titus.
No, it's Titus. Like the Bible, Titus.
Oh, okay. What did he do in the Bible?
No, I'm saying I had the same name as the guy in the Bible.
Why Titus, was he important?
Right?
Titus.
Who is Titus?
Is it with two T's or one T?
Two T's. T-I-T-U-S.
Oh, there were no two T's right in the middle, though?
No.
Okay, I thought it was two T's in the middle, so that's Titus.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, he's probably not in the Bible. He's probably... Probably on some weird website.
Maybe.
So, how do you think your camp's going so far?
I think it's going pretty good. You know, there's always room for improvement, so that's what I look forward to doing, you know, improving every day.
Now, where did you grow up?
In Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
You're an Alabama kid? Where'd you go to college?
Concordia College in Selma, Alabama.
Oh, wow. So you're Alabama all the way. Have you been to Texas before?
No, when I got here. I mean, I had a track meet down here when I was in junior college in Lubbock, Texas.
Lubbock?
Yo, okay, it's Lubbock.
Are you getting me back for tennis? Is that what you're doing here?
Not at all. I don't know how to pronounce. I've only been here once.
Lubbock?
I didn't know exactly. I've only been there once.
Okay, all right, that's cool. Now, have you been to California? You're heading out there in a couple weeks.
Oh, yes, I went once. That was to San Diego.
I believe that's San Diego.
I hope it's San Diego. I don't know. Oh, you got to be saying the wrong thing.
All right, we'll catch you out there in California, okay?
Okay, thank you.
We'll see you tight.
What a nice fella. Is it like
No. You got
it
wrong.
You're saying pan?
That's what I was trying to go for, but I couldn't quite complete it.
So hard, man. What? I'm glad he didn't punch you. You're lucky he was a good-natured fella.
We missed out on Sam
Young.
Sam Young.
What we got tomorrow?
Yeah, we do.
Bitch! Do we need to go?
Did you even see him today?
Group says we have to go.